Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mind Aware, 774.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here. We're going to have some fun right now. My name is Dana Wild, and you are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, and make more money. Oh, yeah. As I said, I'm your host. I'm Dana Wild. And if you want a jolt of happiness every morning that helps you to build your business, make more money, feel better, get fired up, take better action, then go check it out. It's free. The Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can find it at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are going to talk about a little hack, a mindset habit hack. Is that a thing? A mindset habit hack? I like it though. It's a little hack that I realized I've been doing in developing a daily or a continual mindset habit. And I realized I really want to share it with you because it's something I kind of didn't realize I was doing until recently. And so I think you can use it yourself. Because many times what happens is we have people who write into the show or who ask questions in live sessions where they want to know how to be a better brain trainer, you know, how to think more happy thoughts more often, how to develop more happy mindset habits that help them to shift, because this sandbox in particular, we're really into personal development. And so this is something that's so easy to implement, and it makes it possible for you to spend more of your day in a conscious, aware, happy frame of mind. So here is how it all started. I had this story going on with myself for a while that was about being not creative, not being a creative thinker in particular, not so much action, but thinking of creative new ideas. And I could tell this was a story, and I could tell that there was something going on that needed to shift, obviously, that I wanted to tell a new story. And so I have this chair in my office, and it's a big cushy chair. And I made a decision that that was going to be, I started calling it my thinking chair, but it was going to be a place where when I would sit down, I would be inspired and I would think good ideas and I would create. And so I would have something there to write or to think or to, you know, brain dump or to think new ideas or to plan, but not so much to do other things like surfing and things. Just it would be my chair for creating, be my creating thinking chair. And so I just consistently, every time I had something new to create or something that I was working on or doing, I started writing my daily email from there, things like that. I would just sit in that chair all the time. And I started to associate that chair with being creative. And I started to associate that chair with creating content and with thinking good thoughts and thinking creative thoughts and all of that type of thing. Then this topic started to come up in different areas in the sandbox on different live sessions. And I realized that what it really is it's an anchoring process and it's anchoring a habit. Now, some of you are familiar with anchoring from neuro-linguistic programming. And some of you may have read the book from Charles Duhigg, The Power of Habit. That was the first place that I really saw this idea of shifting a habit and how to create new habits, especially small habits, come up. And so Charles Duhigg in the book, he talks about anchoring a habit to another habit. So if you are having a smoothie every morning and you want to take your vitamins, then you attach the habit of taking your vitamins to the habit of drinking your smoothie. Very easy. And it's used often when talking about action habits. But I wanted to talk about this today because there's also ways to use this for mindset habits and specifically location. So set your mindset habit to a location. How can you set your mindset habit to someplace where you regularly are, where the scenery is different, where something is different? When I sit in that chair, it's a different thing than I do any other time during the day. It's a different location than I am any other time of day. So I started thinking about this a lot, and then sure, lo and behold, as it is with our reticular activating system, one of our celebrity formula participants was finding a way to remember to do her mindset work. And she has several kids, and she said, you know, I spend a lot of time in the car. She said, I'm always in the car. And she said, so I have designated my car as the place to do this mindset work, this celebrity mindset work that we've been working on, playing with, right? And the car became the location that triggered the idea of, oh, I'm in the car. This is the time when I'm going to do this. This is the time when I'm going to start implementing this. So think about the locations in your house, especially those that you spend a lot of time in or daily time. If you're in the shower, one brain trainer, she has taken her mantras and she's laminated them and she put them on the wall of the shower. So she sees her mantras while she's in the shower and she says her mantras while she's in the shower. Or if you have a new story, you can laminate it, put it in the shower. There is a tool out there. It's a little pad of paper called Aqua Notes. And if you just search Aqua Notes online, you will find these notes that are waterproof and you can make notes in the shower. So does that become a place where you say your mantras? Think about other places, other areas of your house, whether it's a treadmill or riding on a lawnmower or the exercise room. Maybe you have some rooms you're not even using that much. And it could be a way that this becomes a place where you trigger a certain emotion. Do you have a spare bedroom that people don't usually use or visit very often? Can that be a room where when you go in there, that's your place to decompress or get zen or meditate or tap? Can you have some kind of ritual around location? Outside of your home, there can be all sorts of little weird places, like when you're filling for gas or when you're waiting to pick up your kids from school or when you're at a stoplight. So the point is, start associating certain places with certain mindsets. So how do you implement this? Well, the first thing is to definitely start small. So just pick one place. Like I picked my thinking chair. I didn't intend for this to become a whole big, I'm going to start anchoring location and mindset in all sorts of different locations. It was not the intention. It was like, okay, I just want a place where I can feel more creative. It's going to be that chair. So see if you can just pick one thing, one place. Will it be your car? Will it be the treadmill? Will it be a specific chair or a spare bedroom? And once you pick that place, then the idea is to interrupt the habit. And if you read the book from Charles Duhigg called The Power of Habit, he will talk about this extensively, about how to interrupt the automatic pilot that we're on. Because most of us are walking around unconscious. We haven't started associating certain locations with certain things. So you want to wake your brain up. And you wake your brain up by putting something like a post-it note, a brightly colored post-it note. Like if I would put a note on the chair, it would say, Dana, this is your thinking chair. And I would go, oh, right, I haven't sat in my thinking chair for a while. So you want to do something to wake yourself up. One of the recent discoveries I've had is that, and I think probably every smartphone does this, that it will send you a reminder based on location. So if I walk into the food co-op, my reminder on my phone will come up with my grocery list, which I thought, wow, that's just super cool. I love technology. Isn't that so fun? And so check that out. Just do a Google search for how to set a reminder by location. And then when you walk into your garage to get in your car, a note will come up, a reminder will come up on your phone that says, remember, you say your mantras in the car. Remember, you tell a new story in the car. You practice your new story. So anchor location with mindset, because if you do it enough, you start small, pick one, and start practicing. Start using that chair as your thinking chair. Start saying your mantras when you're in the shower. Start practicing your new story when you're in the car. Start doing your visualization or your tapping when you're in the spare room. Pretty soon, what happens is more of your day is spent in mindset practices. And more of your day is spent really feeling good and feeling happy and creative and crafting and building a lifestyle, a day-to-day existence that's peaceful and serene and fun and exciting and passionate and all of those things. So I wanted to share that tip with you, and I hope you get an opportunity to find your own thinking chair in the house. If you do, my suggestion is make it a comfy one because you'll spend a lot of time there. So you want it to be cozy and enjoy yourself and have some fun with this. And don't hesitate to write in to the show. You can write happy@danawild.com anytime and share your ideas. We won't always be able to respond because we get so much kind of, I call it fan mail there. We get so many notices there. So I may not always be able to respond, but I love hearing the creative way that you implement this. And I do read every single one that comes through. So I really appreciate your input. And I hope you love playing with this as much as I have.